Welcome to episode 19 of Mozo Media Music's Two Song Shot. I'm Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic, and this is the podcast that brings you two songs every week, songs you might have never heard and songs you've requested that we make for you. Today I am solo. Craig is conked out at home with a cold, so wish him a speedy recovery and we should see him next week. Okay, prepare yourselves for 8-bit keyboards combined with epic rock. This is by NES Creator from Russia, and it's called Travel on a Galaxy. Dear listeners, I don't know about you, but definitely I cannot resist headbanging when I hear that song. And it's sad that Craig's not here because I know he would have been moved by it in various ways. Okay, that's from a compilation called Cosmic, put out by the Russian net label 8081. All the songs on that album are freely available to download. If you want to hear more of NES Creator's stuff, you can check him out at nescreator.pdj.ru. I'll put those links in the show notes on our site, as well as a direct link to the Cosmic album. You can get those show notes at www.mozomedia.com/music. All right, we have a new piece by Kitchen Sink coming up, but before that, on the weeks that we don't have sub-brilliant news, we have some music trivia. On October 4th, 1969, Abbey Road by the Beatles reached number one on the UK charts. This is the album with the cover that supposedly contained additional clues about the Paul is Dead phenomenon. For instance, on that album, the car number license plate you can see reads LMW281F. McCartney would be 28 years old if, 1F, he was still alive. LMW was supposed to stand for, quote, Linda McCartney Weeps, unquote. And the Beatles themselves on the cover, there's John, who's dressed in white, like a priest, supposedly. There's Ringo in a black suit, the Undertaker. There's George in jeans and a denim work shirt, as if he were a grave digger. And Paul was in a suit, but barefoot, like a corpse. I remember being fascinated by the whole Paul is Dead stuff when there was some Beatles biography I had as a kid, and I devoured all that information. And if I remember correctly, the Beatles finally did admit that they had concocted the whole hoax and spread various clues throughout albums of that period. If you have any opinions on the Paul is Dead hoax, or know of any other elaborate hoax that some band has come up with, please let us know at music@mozomedia.com. And if you want more music trivia of this sort, you can check out www.thisdayinmusic.com. Alright, now we have Strong Men Also Cry by Kitchen Sink, which is the duo of myself and Carl Eifrig. Carl did some manipulations of piano chords and added some other synthesized textures, and I played some guitar, added some guitar plinks and some other textures to it. Let's take a listen. Someday I hope to make an avant-garde murder mystery in which this song is part of the soundtrack. But alas, who knows when that day will come. All right, don't forget that you can request a custom song. You can tell us the title of your song and what you'd like the song to sound like, and it might appear on an upcoming podcast. We're going to have one for October, so you can get those requests in. You can go to mozomedia.com/music and click the Request a Custom Song link, or just email us at music@mozomedia.com. All right, I think that's it for this week. Hopefully next week, Craig will be all better. And we will see you then. Thanks for listening. Bye.